TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Inside the soul.
Social Lab, T.M. Hyman, and the crew. What's going on, everybody? It's Monday. We're getting it started, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. If you could only choose one, money, power, or respect, which one would you choose and why? If you only had an opportunity to choose one, just one. Money, power, or respect, which one would you choose and why? In a situation like we're in here in the United States of America, like character and morality and respect, like almost seems like, huh? What you say? What's that? It's a foreign language. I mean, when it really comes down to money, power, and respect, if you only had to choose one, right? Because I think it's dangerous when you have them all in like one place. Like, you know, our president like has it all. And because he has it all, like it's like it doesn't even matter. That's not typical, right? When he goes back home to Mar-a-Lago, he's still going to be the billionaire he was before we elected him. It's not typical. If you only had an opportunity to choose one, money, power, or respect, which one would you choose? That's the discussion tonight. Before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. What up, huh?
What's up, y'all? What's going on? How y'all feeling tonight?
What's popping?
Good morning in the afternoon. It's morning time somewhere. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Oh, are you getting a cold? Getting over a cold? We don't want no trouble.
It's the pollen. It started like 2 days ago, and I couldn't figure out why I was coughing. Yeah, because I leave my window open, so I couldn't figure out why I was coughing until I went outside and saw the car covered in pollen. That's what it is.
Shut the window. I'm sure she knows about pollen. We're dealing with it in a major way. On the other side of the ATL, give it up, hot chocolate. What's going on? Are you, like, overwhelmed by pollen over there?
What's crackulating, people? And, yes, everything is yellowish-green in tint. Everything.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's even on the sidewalk. It's bad. The bees are loving it, though.
Right. Right, and they're all over the place. They're huge. Like the bees are like killer bees from Wakanda. Like, they're huge.
The insect population I've noticed in Georgia, as opposed to where I just relocated from in Florida, is number one, different in population given the type of insects. And then the size. The mosquitoes and the bees here are the size of, they're huge. I can't even really think of anything to compare them to. They're unusually huge.
Okay, well, while you talk about the mosquitoes and the bees, let me talk about what they call water bugs here, and we call them cockroaches. In Norfolk, Virginia. Listen.
Meadow bug.
I saw a cockroach so big,
palmetto,
it was the size
bug.
Of what would be a mouse. And we were calling it a water bug. So that's not a damn water bug. That's a rat.
That's a roach, boy. Stop playing. That he fool said that's a rat.
There were all kinds of trees around the house. Well, it was a brick house, old.
Yeah.
And I'm walking, right? I'm thinking I'm stepping on leaves, but it sounds too crunchy to be leaves. And I looked at, I'm stepping on these things and they're migrating from somewhere. Oh,
I would have
awful.
Lost every part of my senses. Imagine.
I'm too cool on the dress. I can't.
Oh, my gosh. I don't do well with large congregations of swiftly moving little bitty animals. I just, it creeps. It makes
bleach
my skin crawl.
Put some bleach in a bottle and treat them with the bleach.
I can't. I can't see them all moving at one time. It really freaks me out.
If you could only choose one little mouse or one little rat, or no, if you can only choose one, money, power, or respect, which one would you choose and why is the topic tonight? Is the topic tonight. I don't want to creep anybody out any further.
Thank you.
I got a little problem, too, with, like, little things that move real quick. If you could only choose one, back to our president, is totally out of control. But I saw a documentary over the weekend, and the documentary was you know, the president, an American dream. It's very interesting that I used to be, as I look around my library of resources, I did not know that I was such a fan of the president before he came president.
I know.
I have a lot of reading material and a lot of things that I actually took pride in having. Interestingly enough, it was prior to the president becoming the president. Now, my point in bringing up the documentary is, see, you have to give credit where credit is due, if there's any credit to be given at all. Specifically when you have these kind of platforms, you got to balance it out as best you can.
Right.
But the reality is this, and this is as balanced as it's going to get. The reality is this. The president has been who he is as long as he's been on the face of the earth. He has not changed. If you really track back some of the happenings that took place publicly over the last 20, 30, 40 years as it relates to the president, he is the same person today that he has been over the last 40 years. The president was tweeting before he was the president. So our fascination that he's a tweeting president, I mean, I'm telling you, in watching this over the weekend, it kind of balanced some things out for me because I find myself being very judgmental of the president. But just like President Obama had swag before he was the president, and he has swag right now that he is not the president, we hired a swagged out president. This particular go-around, we just did not hire a swagged-out president. And
by no means.
Hopefully we can make it through, right? But my point in bringing all of this, hopefully we can make it through. Now, listen, you got to get up, get out, and vote this next election because it all is hinging on your vote. It's all hinging on your vote. You and your neighbor. Your neighbor and your cousin. You three. It's all hinging on you three and your vote. So get up, get out, and do something. But all things being equal and fair, and we know the world is not, but all things being equal and fair, if you had to choose one, money, power, or respect, which one would you choose?
Money.
Start with you. Which one would you choose and why?
I would choose money because, unfortunately, in my experiences, money brings you power. Respect, of course, is earned, but the more money you have, the more powerful you have the potential to be.
I'll do that.
Okay.
That's mine.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll go for that. I would choose money too. For sure. Because then, like, in our community, like, the credit that's extended isn't the same that's extended, you know.
True.
In the Caucasian community, the interest rates are different. Our credit scores are different automatically. So it's like with money, I feel like I could be in position to help other people help other people. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I would have more control over bringing to fruition what I feel is needed in my own community.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If you could only choose one, money, power, or respect, which one would you choose and why is the topic tonight? It is 9:16. I totally get the perspective that, you know, money makes the world go around. I think Hot Chocolate's perspective on it, I get. And again, I heard the Amen choir. In the background, like, I mean, you know, CeeLo, you were certainly in alignment. I don't disagree with either of the perspectives, but for me, I was listening intently because I'm like, okay, am I on an island all by myself? And I think in many instances, I have been, kind of most of my life, but I take the respect over the money and over the power, because, you know, for me, based on, you know, the principles and based on what I saw growing up, you know, we didn't come from money. We didn't come from power. But, you know, by being able to have and apply and be respectful and have respect, I mean, we were able to kind of create our own power, like through entrepreneurship, you know. And in turn, when you're dealing with power, you have influence. And with entrepreneurship and other lanes, you create money. So, you know, I think you can get to the money much quicker. Right, like if you just hit the lottery or something. But how many millionaires had a whole lot of money?
They don't have it now.
Broke.
Right.
Ended up broke, right? And it was because foundationally, like, nothing was really there. So, and that's not what I'm saying in the instances that you all were referring to, but I respect individuality. And what's interesting about what's taking place in the United States right now is I don't think we've ever felt. I flat out asked my uncle yesterday, who I was so privileged to be able to have family that surprised my mom's oldest sister here in Atlanta. They drove up from Virginia and surprised her for Easter. When they told us how old they were, we were shocked. But my uncle ultimately, you know, he said he had, you know, lived like 7 decades. And again, that's like 70 years old. It blew us away because he doesn't look like it. But when you think about 7 decades, and I asked him, is this the worst? And I did. I'm sorry. You know, it's judgmental, but what the hell? Is this the worst administration? Right. And that
right.
You've ever seen. And I even asked, like, you know, was LBJ, you know, because what we think we know about certain presidencies, certain administrations, he said This absolutely, hands down, is the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
It's got to be.
Because it's about
manipulation
of money, power, and respect. There's no respect because there's a whole lot of money tied into it, who gives people with money a whole lot of power. So, you know, all of that together is chemical combustion to a certain degree. And we as the American people got to be able to exercise our right and know that, you know, again, I posted something earlier, you know, wrong is wrong, even if everybody's doing it. And right is right if nobody's doing it. You know, at the end of the day, I just saw a post from Omonte Ward. What's up, Omonte? I just saw a post, Omonte, say if your happiness is tied to your money, you will always be poor. Say amen to that, brother. That was
say
deep.
That.
Yeah.
Say that.
That was deep.
As far as it being the worst administration, it might be nice if they could keep a full administration for a while to get some things done.
Yeah, he sucks.
Well, I'll tell you, it comes down to numbers. And for me, it comes down to respect. You can get anything done and still be respectful of people, regardless of who you are. It comes down to style, though. You know, style is about preference. You know,
right.
there's a little bit of, you know, good in every bad person, and there's a little bit of bad in every good person. Therefore, let's not judge. That's my view. But when you hold certain positions, we have to hold you accountable. And never, ever should it be okay that, you know, somebody at such a high office can be so disrespectful and it be deemed okay.
Purpose.
That's never okay on any day.
You see what happened to the stock
market? Everybody.
Like, we dropped like 700 points or more.
What did you say, Boston?
The stock market. I said, you see what happened in the stock market today.
Oh, no.
No.
The last time I saw it this afternoon, it had dropped like 700 points.
He's making some real interesting decisions right now.
AOL stock went down because of something he tweeted today. I don't know what this man is doing. Somebody needs to stop it. I haven't even seen Pence. Did he quit? Did Trump fire him and ain't tell nobody?
Yeah, he has been kind of low key here the last couple of days.
Because he don't want to have nothing to do with that mess. He's like, I need to sign up for this.
Well, we got to remember this. You got to think about it. Like, as he tweets one thing over here, something else is happening over there. And
right.
we must not be distracted.
Stay woke.
Because last week, there were major cuts to Medicare and Medicaid. Do your research.
All perfect.
Millions, if not billions of dollars were cut from budgets that are going to impact people who already can't afford it and who are living below the poverty line.
Already, right.
While he's tweeting over here, distracting us over here, there's some handy-dandy work going on over there. Again, it was stated. Stay woke.
That distraction is definitely real.
On purpose. and is he going to be the first president to get divorced while in the White House?
Well, we shall see. We shall see. I saw some more scantily clad pictures of the first lady recently. I had saw some before she became first lady, but I saw some more recent, scantily clad.
I know that.
Female on female, white, might I add.
Melania said you will not show her up.
Okay, she can bag them, and they look better, probably.
That's right.
No, not probably. Not probably.
Do.
She can bag them.
And does, and can.
It's the most interesting thing I've ever seen in my life. I can't wait to get older to be able to reflect back on this presidency. Give me one person. If you could appoint one person to be president of the United States for 2020, you both get one appointment. Who would that be?
Oprah.
You know what? Oprah is
Why
not
Oprah?
Running.
Hold on, Cito. Why Oprah?
Because I think that with the direction that the world is going in, as far as who we are willing to lead us, I think Miss Winfrey is way more qualified than our current candidate. Sitting president. I think it'd be interesting
who
to see where she would lead our nation.
Who has been leading outside of the people at Harpo?
No one. And who has the president been leading besides the apprentice people?
Who knows?
He's a decent businessman. I wouldn't say he's a great businessman.
Nomination. I wasn't questioning your appointment. I just wanted you to.
No.
CeeLo, your appointment would be? I think Oprah's an interesting name only because people seem to be on an Oprah bandwagon for some reason. So that's why I was just asking for you to expound. Go ahead, CeeLo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so look, right. I would still vote for Al Sharpton. I would. I don't care what anybody says. I really would. I love to hear that man.
Why Al Sharpton? Why Al Sharpton? And that's not a critical
because,
why. But I can't help but to think about his damn perm, which looks like a bobblehead right now because he's lost so much weight as you
that
talk about. I want you to tell me why Al Sharpton.
Hey, any man that can rock a perm with an attitude and don't use profanity, he got it together. But not, look, because of the simple fact that he's an intelligent man. He's fearless. He has
Absolutely.
No problem with
Absolutely.
Whatsoever. He has no problem showing up for people. He has no problem showing compassion,
yeah.
empathy, and at the same time still know how to handle business. So, and I think that
yeah.
he would also
it's
know.
It's amazing
who
watching him on CNN.
Huh?
It's amazing watching him on CNN.
Oh, yes. I love to hear him talk. Like, and then look, Louis Farrakhan is the vice president. Or, oh, no,
wow.
no. National Security.
Hey,
No.
Hey,
Louis Farrakhan.
60 seconds. Listen, I got to tell y'all this. A few weeks ago, there was a ladies' night show where they talked about a topic. What was the topic?
Which one? We had a couple.
Right. Man,
there was a ladies' night show a couple weeks ago where there was a specific topic that never happened.
Having the polyamorous
yeah.
relationship.
On Wednesday, and we are out. So this is it. On Wednesday. We have someone in a polyamorous relationship as our special guest coming live to talk about it. You don't want to miss it. Wednesday 9 p.m.
Oh,
right here
shot.
At Social Lab.
Well,
talk to you all on Wednesday. We out. Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
boy. Oh, yes. Don't miss that.
See him live. 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 See him live.